Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbeinu Avraham Goldar, and today Maseches Zvachim, Daf Tes Vav. The end of the first parak called Zvachim, and the beginning of the second parak called Zvachim Shekipu Daman. This parak has been generously sponsored anonymously for Refuah Shleima for Alter Ben Zion Wolf Ben Zipporah, as well as for Yaakov Yosef Moshe Ben Ruchama Pesel Rivka. May they both have a Refuah Shleima. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, they were asked in the previous daf. Halacha shlo beregel shma halacha is bring blood closer to the mizbech not by foot, but by hand, considered legally bringing or not. After several proofs are rejected, Ula quotes Rabbi Yochanan saying it is not considered halacha. The Gemara then asks, if it was brought closer through this invalid method, efshel asakuna or lo efshel asakuna, is it possible to rectify by taking it back and bringing it again properly, or is it not possible to rectify since it was already brought improperly? Ula quotes Rabbi Yochanan saying that halacha shelo beregel is pesula, it's invalid, from which he infers that it cannot be rectified. However, Rav Nachman challenged Ula from a Mishnah stating that if blood spilled from a kli sharis after Kabbalah onto the floor and a kohen gathered it, it may be used for zrika. Since some of the blood presumably flowed toward the mizbeach, it should be disqualified for zrika. The Gemara attempts to limit the Mishnah to a case where no blood flowed inwards, but this is ultimately rejected, and the Gemara concludes, Tiyufta, it's a refutation. Point number two, the Gemara discusses Holicho Zar. If a non-Kohen brought the blood closer, V'hachaziro Kohen v'achaziv Holicho, and a Kohen returned it to its original place and brought it again, the sons of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yanai dispute its status. One party holds it is valid because Efshua Sakuna, it's possible to rectify this disqualified halacha, and the other party says it is possible and cannot be rectified. The Gemara considers the reverse case, Holicho Kohen v'achaziro. A Kohen brought the blood closer and returned it because of a Holicho Zar, and a non-Kohen brought it again. Rav Shimi Barashi says that the opinion who ruled the first case valid would rule this case invalid because he considers the final halacha to be the primary halacha, which in this case was by a Zar. The opinion who ruled the first case invalid would rule this case valid because he considers the first halacha to be the halacha. Rava contends that all would agree that the second case is invalid because once the blood was returned, it needs to be brought again and is a necessary halacha, thus requiring a kohen. However, a braisa ultimately proves otherwise. And point number three, the second parak begins with a list of people who, if they perform Kabbalah Sadam or Halacha or Zrika, the avoda is invalid. Number one, a zar, a non-kohen. Number two, an onain, one whose relative just died. Number three, a tful yom, one who immersed that day in his tower for chuan, but remains tamei for kachim. Number four, mechuser kippurim, one who lacks atonement, meaning requires a carbon to complete his tahara process. Number five, mechuser begadim, one lacking the requisite clothing of a kohen. Number six, shelo rachas yadayim raglaim, one who did not wash his hands and feet beforehand. Number seven, an aral, someone uncircumcised. And number eight, someone tame. The Mishnah proceeds to list ways the Kabbalah is performed that are disqualifying. Yoshev, if he's sitting, or he's standing on top of kelim, an animal, or his colleague's feet, thus he's not standing directly on the mikdash floor. Kibbo b'smol, if he received the blood with his left hand, the Tanna Kamma says it is valid, but Rabbi Shimon says it is invalid. The Gemara will seek the sources for all these psulim. So once again, the 3 points are numbered. The Gemara asks on the previous daf, Halacha shelo beregel shma halacha is bringing blood closer to the mizbech, not by foot, but by hand, considered legally bringing or not. After several proofs are rejected, Ula quotes Rabbi Yochanan saying it is not considered halacha. The Gemara then asks, if it was brought closer through this invalid method, efshel asakuna or lo efshel asakuna, is it possible to rectify by taking it back and bringing it again properly, or is it not possible to rectify since it was already brought improperly? Ula quotes Rabbi Yochanan saying that halacha shelo beregel is pesula, it's invalid, from which he infers that it cannot be rectified. However, Rav Nachman challenged Ula from a Mishnah stating that if blood spilled from a kli sharis after Kabbalah onto the floor and a kohen gathered it, it may be used for zrika. Since some of the blood presumably flowed toward the mizbeach, it should be disqualified for zrika. The Gemara attempts to limit the Mishnah to a case where no blood flowed inwards, but this is ultimately rejected, and the Gemara concludes, Tiyufta, it's a refutation. Point number two, the Gemara discusses Holicho Zar. If a non-Kohen brought the blood closer, V'hachaziro Kohen v'achaziv Holicho, and a Kohen returned it to its original place and brought it again, the sons of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yanai dispute its status. One party holds it is valid because Efshua Sakuna, it's possible to rectify this disqualified halacha, and the other party says it is possible and cannot be rectified. The Gemara considers the reverse case, Holicho Kohen v'achaziro. A Kohen brought the blood closer and returned it because of a Holicho Zar, and a non-Kohen brought it again. Rav Shimi Barashi says that the opinion who ruled the first case valid would rule this case invalid because he considers the final halacha to be the primary halacha, which in this case was by a zar. The opinion who ruled the first case invalid would rule this case valid because he considers the first halacha to be the halacha. Rava contends that all would agree that the second case is invalid because once the blood was returned, it needs to be brought again and is a necessary halacha, thus requiring a kohen. However, a braisa ultimately proves otherwise. And point number three, the second paragraph begins with a list of people who, if they perform Kabbalah Sedum or Halacha or Zerika, the avoda is invalid. Number one, a zar, a non-kohen. Number two, an onain, one whose relative just died. Number three, a tful yom, one who immersed that day in his tower for chuan, but remains tame for kachim. Number four, mechuser kippurim, one who lacks atonement, meaning requires a carbon to complete his tahara process. Number five, mechuser begadim, one lacking the requisite clothing of a kohen. Number six, shelo rachas yadayim v'raglayim, one who did not wash his hands and feet beforehand. Number seven, an aral, someone uncircumcised. And number eight, someone tame. The Mishnah proceeds the list ways the Kabbalah is performed that are disqualifying. Yoshev, if he's sitting, or he's standing on top of kelim, an animal, or his colleague's feet, thus he's not standing directly on the Mikdash floor. Kibo basmol, if you receive the blood with his left hand, the Tanakhama says it is valid, but Rabbi Shimon says it is invalid. The Gemara will seek the sources for all these psulim. All right, so now we go to our Simur Dav Tezvav, and Tezvav reminds us of Tu B'Shvat, which reminds us of fruit, and we use a fruit bowl to make the simon more distinct. So here goes. The Kohen holding a fruit bowl full of blood and extending his arms to bring it to the Mizbeach, instead of doing halacha by foot, was confused when he saw a zar bring a fruit bowl full of blood to the Mizbeach and then give it to a Kohen to do halacha with it again, while eight psulim sat outside in a bleacher upset that they were not permitted to do the avoda. Once again, slow motion. The Kohen holding a fruit bowl, that must be Mardav, Tezvav, Tu B'Shvat, fruit bowl. The Kohen holding a fruit bowl full of blood and extending his arms to bring it to the Mizbeach instead of doing halacha by foot, which reminds us, the Gemara asked on the previous daf, halacha shlo beregel shma halacha, is bringing blood closer to the Mizbeach, not by foot, but by hand, considered legally bringing or not? After several proofs are rejected, Ula quotes Rabbi Yochanan saying, it is not considered halacha. So the Kohen holding a fruit bowl full of blood and extending his arms to bring it to the Mizbeach instead of doing halacha by foot, was confused when he saw a zar bring a fruit bowl full of blood to the Mizbeach and then give it to a kohen to do halach with it again, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses, if a zar brought the blood closer and then a kohen returned it to its original place and brought it again, the sons of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yannai disputed status. One party holds it is valid because it's possible to rectify this disqualified halacha, and the other party says it is possible and cannot be rectified. So the kohen holding a fruit bowl full of blood and extending his arms to bring it to the Mizbeach instead of doing halacha by foot, was confused when he saw a zar bring a fruit bowl full of blood to the Mizbeach and then give it to a kohen to do halacha with it again, while eight psulim sat outside in a bleacher, upset that they were not permitted to do the avoda, which reminds us, the second parak begins with a list of people who, if they perform Kabbalah Sedum or halacha or zrika, the avoda is invalid. The eight people are a zar, an onain, a tful yom, mechuser kippurim, mechuser begadim, shul rachas yadam raglaim, an aral, and a tameh. So once again, the Kohen holding a fruit bowl full of blood and extending his arms to bring it to the Mizbeach instead of doing halacha by foot was confused when he saw a zar bring a fruit bowl full of blood to the Mizbeach and then give it to a Kohen to do halacha with it again, while eight psulim sat outside in a bleacher upset that they were not permitted to do the avoda. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Yud Alf. So the Simur Daf Yud Alf is stars based on the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The Kohen who took blood from a chattis into the Kodesh in a star-shaped bowl. Star-shaped bowl? That must be Maran Daf Yud Aleph. Stars. The Kohen who took blood from a chattis into the Kodesh in a star-shaped bowl, making it puzzle, which reminds us, in a Mishnah Rabbi Kiva says, Kol dam sheniknasu lehecho chaper psulim. All karbanos whose blood entered the hecho are invalid. The Chami say this only applies to a chattis, and Rabbi Yezer says it applies to an Ashim as well, based on the hekesh he makes between a chattis and an Ashim. So the Kohen took blood from a chattis into the Kodesh in a star-shaped bowl, making it puzzle. Walking next to the Kohen who brought two minchas in star-shaped bowls, one like a chattis and one like an ashim, which reminds us, a pasuk says that a mincha is kachattis u'ka'ashim, like a chattis and like an ashim. Rabbi Shimon interprets this to teach that one type of mincha is like a chattis and another is like an ashim. A mincha's chota, a sinner's mincha, is like a chattis. Therefore, if the kamitza was performed shelo lishma, it's invalid. A mincha's nedava, a donated mincha, is like an ashem and so remains valid even if its kamitza was shelo lishma. So the kohen took blood from a chatas into the kodesh in a star-shaped bowl, making a puzzle. Walking next to the kohen who brought two minchas in star-shaped bowls, one like a chatas and one like an ashem, through little stars of the kohen shechting a pesach shelo lishma in the morning of erev pesach, because ben becerah holds it is puzzle, which reminds us, ben becerah holds even a pesach shelo lishma on the morning of erev pesach is puzzle. Daf Yud Beis. So the Simur Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. While some of the 12 brothers, that must move around Daf Yud Beis. While some of the 12 brothers designate a carbon Pesach the night before Yantav, which isn't a problem since Laila Lav Mechuzer Zman, which reminds us, even if a carbon Pesach was designated the night before Laila Ein Mechuzer Zman, a designation at night, when it would be fit the next day, is not considered premature because a drasha implies that an animal designated on its eighth night is valid, although it cannot be sacrificed until its eighth day. So, while some of the 12 brothers designated a carbon Pesach the night before Yantav, which isn't a problem since Laila Lav Mechuzer Zman, other brothers were playing the Balei Chaim Nidchim game, recalling the three main principles, which reminds us Rabbi Yochanan said about an animal owned by partners, that if one partner was makdish his half, and then purchased the other half and was makdish it as well, kedushah ve'ena kreva, it is hektish but cannot be brought as a carbon, since when its first half was designated, it was not fit for sacrifice. Three principles emerge from this ruling. Number one, Balei Chaim Nidchim, living creatures can be permanently rejected from the Mizbeach. Number two, Dichui Mi'ikara Habidich, a rejection from the outset of becoming hektish is considered a rejection. Number three, yesh dichui bedamim. There is a law of rejection even for something with only monetary kedusha, such as this animal, which is only partially hektish, even though it did not have kedushas aguf, physical sanctity. So, while some of the 12 brothers designated a carbon Pesach the night before Yantav, which isn't a problem since Laila Lav Mechuzer Zman, other brothers were playing the Balei Chaim Nidchim game, recalling the three main principles, as two brothers dress up as a Mumra and Shota argued over who had a greater Chiddush by Dichui, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said that if one designated a Chatas, the Hemir Das Mechazer Bo, then rebelled against his religion, but later repented, Oyova Nidcha Yidcha, since the carbon was rejected while he was a Mumer, it remains rejected even after he repented. Similarly, Rabbi Yochanan ruled that if one designated a carbon, V'nishtata V'chazim Nishtapa, and he became insane but later regained his sanity, since the carbon was disqualified while he was a Shota, it remains disqualified even afterwards. The Gemara presents the Chiddush for each ruling. Daf Yud Gimel, so the Simur Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. When the bar mitzvah boy, that must be learned Daf Yud Gimel. When the bar mitzvah boy went on and on demonstrating how he could avoid hilach by doing Kabbalah next to the Mizbeach, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas of hilach, bringing the blood, shelo lishma, invalidates, since it can be avoided if one does Shechita right next to the Mizbeach. So when the bar mitzvah boy went on and on demonstrating how he could avoid hilach by doing Kabbalah next to the Mizbeach, his friends got so hungry they imagined all the things that they and the Mizbeach would eat tomorrow. Which reminds the Gemara discusses that pigo is made with avodos which are ma'akev and with intentions for achilos, consumptions which are chutz lezmano. So when the bar mitzvah boy went on and on demonstrating how he could avoid hilach by doing Kabbalah next to the Mizbeach, his friends got so hungry they imagined all the things that they and the Mizbeach would eat tomorrow, while one of them had his finger in a cup of red liquid, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses dipping one's finger into the blood of a chatas pnimis, an inner chatas, to apply it in the requisite places. Two Amoraim separately reported hearing that tefilas etzba mefagelas b'chatas pnimis, dipping one's finger into the blood with pigal intent, causes an inner chatas to become pigal. Daf Yadod, so the simon Daf Yadod is a yad, a hand, and we use a juggler in the simon. So here goes. The kohen got distracted when he saw a juggler. Juggler? That must be on Daf Yadalit, yad, hand, juggler. The kohen got distracted when he saw a juggler off in the distance and did halacha of achatas pnimis, shelo lishma, which was posel da carbon. Which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Lakish said that although Rabbi Shimon holds that shelo lishma intent during halacha does not disqualify karbanas, moda Rabbi Shimon b'halachas chatos apnimios, Rabbi Shimon concedes regarding bringing blood of the inter chatos that machsheva posels bahu, intention for a different carbon, invalidates, and because halacha is unavoidable for this carbon since it's shechted in the azara and its blood is applied in the heichal. So the kohen got distracted when he saw a juggler off in the distance and did halacha b'chatas pnimi shelo lishma, which was Posel the Karban had told the Tzar that he couldn't do halacha, which reminds us, Rav Chisda was asked, halacha bazar mahu, what is the halacha if the bringing the blood was done by a non-Kohen? He answered that it's valid bringing support from a pasuk which says, they shechted the Pesach and the Kohanim threw the blood miyadam from their hands, meaning the hands of those who shechted. Since a Tzar can shecht, this implies that Tzarim can also do halacha. However, this is refuted from a brisa which explicitly invalidates halacha performed by a Tzar. The pasuk explained, David Maisa Itztaba, the Tzar only did the act of a pillar, meaning he stood in place while holding the blood without bringing it closer to the Mizbeach. So the Kohen got distracted when he saw a juggler off in the distance and did halacha of a chatas pnimis, shelo ishma, which was posel the carbon, had told the Tzar that he couldn't do halacha, and had him shech the carbon instead, since shechita lav, avodah, which reminds us, Rabban Rav Yosef had said that according to the Rabban, that even avodah avodas are considered an avodah, then halacha bazar would be puzzle. Abai asked them that shechita is unavoidable, yet it is still valid when performed by a zar. They answered, shechita lav avodahi. Shechita is not considered an avodah. Rashi explains that since all people disqualified from other avodos may perform shechita, and Tosfos adds, a kohen is never required for any shechita, it's apparently not a significant avodah. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff to discuss what the meaning is of the pasuk that says that a mincha is like a chatas and an asham? That's on daf. Yudav. Good. Number 2. Which stuff to discuss whether it's possible to rectify a halacha that was done? Shelo beregel. That's on daf. Tezvav. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we discuss a case where one shechted a chatas l'shma with the intent to do Zrika Shaloshma, and we have Machokas, whether Machashvin Ma'avoda Lavoda, that's on Daf? Yud. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you learn how Karban Pesach is valid according to Ben Beser? We learn Laila Ein Machusar Zman, that's on Daf? Yud Beis. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you discuss a Zar doing Halacha and then a Kohen returning it and doing Halacha again, that's on Daf? Tezvav. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you in the source for La'akev that any chata sacrificed, shelo l'shma, is possible? That's on daf. Ches. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we learn that shechita lav avodahi, that's on daf? Yedalas. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you in that Ben Becerra holds even a Pesach shelo l'shma on the morning of Erev Pesach is possible? That's on daf. Yidolf. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you have the Mishnah with a list of the 8 psulim for avoda? That's on daf. Tezvav. Great. And number 10. Which daf do you have in the sources that each avoda of achatas must be done with shema? That's on daf. Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.